these people weren't being deported, exactly. They are referred to as repatriados, those repatriated distinct from the 82,000 Mexicans the U.S. government formally deported during the 1930s. Officially, they left voluntarily. But it's more accurate to describe their departure as coerced removal. They were made to feel unwelcome and unsafe in the U.S. during the Great Depression, as hostile employers, local authorities, relief officials, and the press turned on them with racist and increasingly vitriolic blame for the economic crisis. Faced with enormous economic challenges, just as were millions of others during the Great Depression, they chose to make their way southward. What should have been an 8-hour trip became a 5-day ordeal. After escaping the jungle, we hit the savannas, flooded and thick with waist-high mud. Nearly 50 times we piled out, shoulder to shoulder, pushing and slipping through the thick sludge. It was grueling, chaotic, and dangerous. But each step taught me something crucial. Control is fragile, and when forced to adapt, you discover exactly how little you need to survive. When I finally returned to the U.S., everything looked different. Just turning on the tap felt like a luxury. I saw clearly how much we take for granted, how much just works without us even noticing. I was 20, inexperienced and thrown into chaos. But earning that perspective was its own kind of proof of work, an idea central to Bitcoin that means valuable outcomes require real effort, energy, and sacrifice. It permanently changed the way I see everything. The gifts of wild strawberries once eaten become energy, memory, and delight. As Kimmerer so beautifully describes in Braiding Sweetgrass, gifts are a class of property whose value lies only in their use. Hyde explains, "The increase begins when the gift has passed through someone. In gift exchange, the increase stays in motion and follows the object, while in commodity exchange, it stays behind as profit." Say a poet, out on a dog walk, sees the orange flash of an oriole in an elm. When she pauses to notice, she accepts the moment, it becomes a gift. Later, the gift increases when she drafts that image, when she composes and develops it, when she feels grateful, and when a reader's breath catches in delight. Either the bearer of the gift or the gift itself grows as a result of its circulation. The final exhibition. Frida always wanted to have a solo show of her work in Mexico, her beloved home. Finally, in 1953, an exhibition of her work was planned at a modern art gallery in Mexico City. Frida was so sick that the doctor told her she had to stay in bed. Ever clever, Frida had men lift her on a stretcher and carry her into the gallery, making a grand entrance. There they placed her in her canopy bed, which had been brought in before. That way, she stayed in bed while still attending her opening party. She told her doctor that she did follow his orders and stay in bed. She had just brought the bed to her exhibit.